Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland. How you doing, Jamie and Mikey?
Hello.
Good. How you doing?
I am good. I'm excited for this podcast.
As am I. Should we talk about the elephant in the room?
The elephant? What, that we're on video?
Whoa.
No, there's an actual elephant in the room. I thought you were insulting me, Jamie.
Never.
If anyone's an elephant in the room, it's me.
Oh, stop it.
No, we're going to...
We're both cheetahs.
Cheetah? That's the New Jersey in you coming out? Cheetahs was my favorite show. No, yeah, we're on video. And I don't know if anyone's going to see this video, but if they do, hope you like it.
Yeah. Let us know what you think. We're going to be posting it.
And if you're like, I don't see the video, that means it wasn't good.
That means it was awful.
We cut it out and we didn't have it.
And you'll never know because you won't hear this. Anyway, so today's episode is an Amazon snack haul. Is that what it is?
It's a snack haul, yeah. And we can make this decision on the podcast. It's a few weeks before spring. Mm-hmm. Can we call it a spring edition?
I don't know. Spring snacks? It depends on what the snacks are. Spring I'd say adjacent. Amazon snack haul sounds appealing.
Because
I
too.
Love, you know, I got a little peek. I don't know what we're trying, but I saw some stuff on the table and it looks amazing.
Yeah,
I could see Mikey sitting there clicking. I hope you had to get like 20 of each thing so we can take some of it home.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. It's Amazon, so there's a lot of everything.
Okay.
And there's a lot, there's a few peanut butter items, and there were a few peanut butter items that I wanted to buy that I was like, oh no, there's too many peanut butter items.
By the way, I did walk by the table and see like peanut butter, peanut crunch, peanut. I was like, oh, I guess Mike did the shopping. All right, well, I'm eager to start chewing. So what you got?
All right, speaking of peanut butter, there's huge Nutella news. For the first time in 60 years, they have a new product. It's Nutella Peanut. So it's the creamy Nutella cocoa mixed with roasted peanuts. One person who's already tried it says it's like a thick melted peanut butter cup. And the new Nutella hits the shelves on April 2nd. I will be first in line. I cannot wait for this.
Honestly, like that's the best thing and probably the worst thing I've ever heard because I don't like hazelnut. I'm not a hazelnut person.
So it says there's a little bit of that Nutella hazelnut flavor, but
there
it's mostly overcome.
You said it was peanut, Mike.
It is, but I think they may maybe keep that like hazelnutty, like cocoa. I don't know.
It's not chocolate peanut butter.
That's what somebody said. No, it's chocolate with peanuts, but I think somebody said that the taste
like
has
hazelnut.
A little bit of that little hazelnutty taste. Yeah,
I'm excited to try because I think like I'm one of the only people that does not really like Nutella.
Really?
No, I don't like hazelnut.
Wow.
And I love nuts.
I like hazelnut. Huh. I love a Brazil nut.
Those are the giant ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, speaking of things that haven't been done in a very long time. So it's been 80 years. It's an 80-year run, actually, for Minute Maid frozen canned juices. They're going away.
Wait, you mean the concentrate?
Yeah, the ones that you like, little can that your
Are
arm
you kidding
mom
me?
Used to make. Yeah. It's gone. So Coca-Cola, the company that owns Minute Maid, said that there's just no demand for it anymore. And so they're getting rid of them and starting now. So go and get them if you love them. There's going to be no more frozen concentrated cans of juice ever again, at least by Coca-Cola's Minute Maid brand.
That's so funny that you say that. First of all, my mom, we always had the orange juice. That was like my job. I would put it in the 2-quart container, jump up and down and shake it.
Yeah.
But recently one of our freezers broke. And I had to like throw everything in the trash.
Oh, wow.
And in that freezer, there were like 15 lime and orange juice.
Did you ever just like have it by itself?
Ugh, so intense.
So intense. It was good. Reminds me of FRS. Remember FRS?
Yeah, a little bit.
It had
concentrated
orange flavor.
Yeah, you'd stick a spoon in it. It had a good texture.
Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's, I can't imagine you eating that, Jamie. It's so
vintage. Little Jamie
eating sugary orange slushies. Amazing.
Yeah. Well, jinx.
Jinx. Buy me a Coke.
Anyways, that's all I got. Let's eat.
All right. Time for food. First up, what do we have? Ooh, we have a latecomer to the game.
Yeah.
This is something. Okay, we ordered this. I don't know how many weeks ago, and we've been waiting for it to show up.
It's been about 3 weeks.
Quarantine. So,
Legendary Foods mac and cheese. So it's protein pasta mac and cheese. This little container, 290 calories, 47 grams of protein. How is that possible?
I don't feel like I've ever seen a product with that wild of a protein count.
Oh, but also, like, look at it. It's kind of interesting.
So it kind of looks like it congealed a little bit?
I don't know. you know, I would add like tons of frozen broccoli to the. Mm-hmm. Oh, it did congeal a little bit.
I think it's I'm gonna mix.
Yeah, it said let it sit for 2 minutes. After it's probably been about 5 minutes.
Yeah, it looks great though.
In a while, it doesn't. It doesn't seem like a lot of pasta. Mm. I'm gonna just dump it on the plate.
Okay. Show the camera. How much pasta is it?
You can keep that fork. And
all right, I'm keeping the fork.
Jamie will take one.
I'll wait. I'll wait to taste it.
Yeah, actually, Jamie.
So I this would like a ramekin of it, please.
Oh, okay.
That feels like a ramekin food.
Look at you, fancy. This is, it looks like, it's like a just add water thing. It's kind of like a ramen noodle thing where you just add water.
Yeah, just add water. Okay. So you add water, you microwave it, then you add the cheese.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
I love it.
Tastes like protein.
But not like excessively so.
You don't
think? I'm surprised. No.
I do.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But not bad.
Do you, Mike?
It doesn't, I mean, it doesn't taste like typical mac and cheese, but it's...
It tastes kind of protein, yeah. But not in a bad way.
But it's still good. Like, it's not, like, if there was a choice between the two, I would probably, like, if I needed the protein, go for that, because it's good.
I would, you know, the fact that it's, like, $2.90, if I put, like, a handful of shrimp and lots of vegetables, you can make a meal out of it with a lot of protein.
Hey, this is interesting. I wonder if this is like required now. On the side of this container, it says see nutrition information for sodium content.
What?
Like, why do they need to tell us that? Like, that's why weird. Doesn't it say see it for allulose content?
Well, what is the sodium?
780. Ooh. I mean, we often see things like this with 1200.
True.
I'm just so curious why that had to
maybe
happen.
It's like a rule.
It must be.
Of sorts.
290 calories, 6 grams of fat, 10 grams of fiber, 2 grams of sugar, 47 grams of protein. It's Legendary Foods protein pasta mac and cheese flavored. Only 7 grams net carbs, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we got it on Amazon, obviously. I'm sure it's on their website as well and other places.
Yeah. You know, Legendary Foods, they're all over Target now. So I bet you can get that at Target. Mm.
They're legendary.
Order it now.
I would actually eat that.
I would absolutely. I was saying to Lisa earlier, what if you put a packet of like tuna in it?
Yeah.
Because I love tuna mac.
Mm-hmm.
How would you survive that much protein?
You would pass it would be out like from 70 protein. Grams.
I'm going to bring this back just because... There is tuna in our next item. So maybe,
very exciting.
Yeah, maybe you will add it.
Yeah, I would eat that. And I don't always love their stuff. Like, I don't love their Pop-Tart. Mm-hmm. Some of their stuff is a little, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I would eat that totally. All right, next up, I hear there's a tuna item. Is that true? Yes. It's Heaven and Earth tuna salad with corn. Well, that sounds good. There's another brand that makes these kind of things. It's like a canned item.
Yeah, we had it last year on the podcast.
It had olives.
Wild Planet. Yeah,
that was great.
Look at the little spork.
Wait, so this is tuna, quinoa, grains. How many, does it have oil? Is it super high in calories? What does it look like?
I don't think this one has quinoa. I think there is a quinoa variety.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is the corn variety.
I love corn.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a corn person. How many calories does that can have?
210 calories, 5 grams of fat.
I'll leave the can open.
Oh, only 9 grams of protein. That's surprising, isn't it?
Because it's mostly corn. Look at all the corn.
Yeah, it's a lot of corn. Oh, no, if you mix it up. Let me mix it up.
680 is the sodium count. The ingredients are light tuna, corn, water, carrot, oil, pepper, vinegar, sugar, salt, spices.
This is very corny.
Yeah, but also very tuna-y.
Okay.
But it looks like really good tuna. Like it has like color to it.
It's a little cat foody.
It does look. Wait, I just saw there was like, what is that show, My Strange Addiction? This woman was eating canned cat food nonstop.
Well, we have a story about that.
I do like that you can see the red bell peppers in it.
Mmm, it's sweet. I like it a lot.
Mmm, I do too. Want to try it?
This would be good on a salad.
Mmm.
Want to try the mac and cheese?
I have like 2 little pieces of mac.
Okay. Jamie, do you want to try with the mac and cheese?
No, thank you. I feel like that's a straight tuna situation. I think it's an interesting choice and one I like that it's more of like a 50-50 corn tuna. Mm-hmm. It's not tuna with corn. It's really tuna and corn.
Yeah, and this would be good. Like, if I use this on top of a salad, I wouldn't need salad dressing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, it's a lot flavorful. Going on,
and it would be great.
Yeah.
And it would be a nice lunch.
Yeah.
I like it.
It's got sauce.
So the other versions, there's tuna salad with quinoa, which I'm on a quinoa kick. It's so good when it's, like toasted.
Yeah.
And then one with 4 grains.
My salad that I had last. Oh, we didn't use the spork. The salad I get at this restaurant has quinoa as, like, the choice. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Like, I mean, at the bottom,
it's almost like sprinkled in.
Yeah.
Like it's not. It's like a topping more than a base.
Yeah.
They call it quinoa in Britain. Well, someone did. I was on a plane and I had to listen. Would you like the quinoa? Would you like the quinoa? And I was like, it's quinoa. Oh, God. But I didn't say anything.
So that's Heaven and Earth Tuna Salad with Corn. It's on Amazon and select in-store and online retailers.
Next up, we have Bella All Natural Horchata Iced Coffee with Vanilla and Cinnamon. I like a horchata.
Oops,
so what made you get excited about this, Mike?
So they have a bunch of different flavors. The horchata one seemed the most interesting, I thought. Okay. Different. Like they had, regular iced coffee. I think they had like caramel. Mm-hmm. I just feel like horchata was like...
I like the flavor of horchata. It's only 15 calories.
Yeah. I want to say, Mike, that I sent this to you.
I think you did.
Because I'm remembering this horchata. There's many different flavors. I'm not sure that they're all... low calorie or have the same sweetener. Can I see the container? I want to see the sweetener situation.
This tastes like melted rice pudding.
I like when you guess the sweetener.
I think it's stevia.
Oh, was going to say, if it's stevia, it's used very well. Ooh. Because it doesn't taste bitter at all. Like I'd almost believe this was like monk fruit or allulose because it tastes like melted rice pudding.
Stevia, it does taste
wow,
like
they did
pudding.
A really good job with
I'm
the stevia.
I'm in love with this.
I would use twice as much. It's too watery for me.
Oh, no, not for me.
So it says 6 to 12 ounces. I use 10. So
great job.
I would use 6.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be too sweet
but
for
I'm,
me.
But that's a me thing. That's not, I understand. I don't think there's anything wrong with it as is.
That is so good.
It's really yummy.
Great.
Yeah.
It's like creamy, mild. It tastes like it does not have 15 calories.
Yeah. If you put this in vanilla almond milk, I bet it would be the most yummy, creamy. Yeah.
And that was one of the options. It says water or milk. Mm-hmm. I did water. But yeah, almond milk.
This would be good in a ninja creamy kind of situation to make like a frozen dessert out of it. I love that.
Yeah.
That's great. Who makes this?
This is a brand called Bella All Natural.
Beautiful.
It has vitamins and minerals?
Yeah. 15 calories, 4 grams of carbs, no sugar, 1 gram of protein. Yeah.
I like it.
Plant-based superfood nutrition. Oh, no, wait. Sorry. That's the next one. I'm like, me with mushrooms.
I'm like, mushrooms? No. All right. Well, it looks good.
Interesting. Yeah. Other flavors, brown sugar, coconut. There's some with collagen and mushroom. Oh, I didn't make that up.
You didn't make that up. Mushrooms are everywhere, including right here.
You can get it online at Amazon and the Bella All Natural website.
Oh my gosh, I love the name of this. Bituoso, like bituoso instead of virtuoso. Tempura, oyster mushrooms in 4 varieties. So these are like crunchy snack mushrooms. Mm-hmm.
We got cheddar cheese, original, and smoky barbecue. What do you want to start with?
Cheddar cheese, please.
I knew you were going to say that, which is why I got it.
How did you know? 110 calories for half a bag.
Yeah, so the whole bag is a little high.
Okay.
We've tried a product like this before, and I remember us looking at it and being like, oh, this is kind of high in calories and fat, and it was like the best thing we'd ever tried.
Yeah, I remember. So, it was from Costco, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a good reminder that we here at Hungry Girl, there's no hard and fast rules. Except that things must taste delicious.
That is delicious.
Ooh.
Put that on a salad.
Whoa.
That's, holy flavor.
You know what it tastes like? Chinese noodles. I think we said that last time.
Probably.
That is so flavorful.
Tastes like Chinese noodles.
And it's not real cheddar.
Yeah, it doesn't taste so cheesy to me. It just has good flavor.
Lisa, I love you. I know you love I just said I love you.
I love you. I love you too. I love you too.
I know
Jamie.
You love a typo.
Is that the first time you guys have said I love you to each other?
What's the typo?
Probably.
Yeah, probably not.
I said probably. Wait, what is that? This is huge. What is the typo?
Sweetener.
Sweetener?
Yeah.
Maybe there's sweetener in it.
Yeah.
What is ner?
Ner.
This is the OG original. This is going to taste just like a Chinese noodle.
Gimme, gimme.
Mmm. These are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that one as much as the other one.
Let's go for the barbecue.
Well, first ingredient is mushroom. Second one is rice flour. It tastes very much like it's been coated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then there's sugar and oil. This is it fried?
Yeah, probably. How many grams of fat?
So they're all a little bit different, but this bag, half the bag is 100 calories, 6 grams of fat, very little sodium, 2 grams of fiber, 2 grams of protein.
This is delicious.
I think the barbecue is the best one.
I think they're all the best one. They're all really, really, really good. I might like the original. I think we each have a different favorite flavor.
Yeah. I'm going to take the barbecue home then.
So good.
It's like a sweet but also a smoky barbecue. Mmm.
Tastes like Chinese noodles.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Put it in your wonton soup.
And there's a variety pack, which we love.
Wow.
It has less oil than traditional chips. It's high in fiber, antioxidants, vitamins, and essential minerals. This company also makes Thai rice cakes.
Oh, wow.
We got to check that out.
Wow.
It's online from Amazon and the Bituoso site. It's Bituoso tempura oyster mushrooms.
Yes. All right. Next up, the original Dobrix Wafers crispy snacks in four varieties. Late night pizza, spicy pickle, hot honey, and extra cheesy. This is from David Dobrik, the YouTuber.
Oh, okay. I was wondering. I'm like, I don't know who this is. It sounds like it's big, like a big name. And I'm like, I don't even know who Dobrik is.
He has a pizza thing, pizza place. Do you have all four?
All four. Which one do you want?
All four flavors.
I feel like these are products that were made because he's like, my last name is Dobrik. And if I change D-O to Doe,
Dobrik.
I should be selling pizza and crispy snacks.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
I think you're going to want to start with
pizza. Yay! Late night pizza.
I knew it.
Look at this. This is beautiful.
Oh, excellent packaging.
Look, and that looks like him. Yeah.
Is it in Pittsburgh?
L.A.
It's in L.A.
Oh, Dobrik's is in L.A.?
It says launched by YouTuber David Dobrik, spinoff of Dobrik's Pizza in LA.
Little known fact, when he was very seriously dating, what's her name? Liza. She's famous. She's like a little comedian.
I know you're talking about.
We sat next to them at a wedding.
Aww.
And I spent the night chatting with them.
Whose wedding? Anyone famous?
Josh Peck.
Oh.
So
famous
indeed.
I've never heard of this pizza place. Now I gotta go. By the way, that could have been so bad.
Could have been bad, but I'm responsible.
By the way,
this is amazing.
I think this weekend is LA Pizza Fest.
Mm. All right. These are my favorite things. I love them.
I love the texture. They're like, they're not like Fritos. They're way airier.
They're airy, exactly. They look like Fritos. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with these.
Aww.
All right, where do you want to go next? Pickle?
Wait, may I see it?
Oh my God, I'm in love.
I just want to give some stats. Pickle? Guys, 36 of these for 140 calories, 8 grams of fat. A mere 195 milligrams of sodium.
One pickle snack came out. Mmm. That's a mild pickle. That's good.
Whoa.
Oh.
All right, that's the best so far.
That would be good on a hamburger. I like the barbecue.
Crush that up.
I mean the pizza.
Wait. Crush that up and put it on top of the legendary Mac.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take away the protein flavor.
Hot honey?
Hold on. Ooh, yeah.
These are so flavorful.
I love the texture of them.
Where is Dobrik's pizza? I gotta try it.
Is it Hollywood? Hold on. I'm excited about the hot honey.
Sorry for all the sounds here, people.
They all fell out.
I like sounds.
By the way, did anybody notice that I bought new plates? No more birthday plates?
No more dog birthday?
Mm-mm.
Hot honey's good, but not as good.
Mm-mm.
What, is there another flavor?
Mm-hmm. Extra cheesy.
Ooh. This is the most fun. Best time. How did you even find these, Mike?
I did a search on Amazon of top new snacks for 2026.
Oh.
And I believe that came up.
Oh, I like the extra cheesy.
What is that texture like? It's something specific.
Like a Funyun?
It's like almost...
Because it's very airy.
It can melt in your mouth. Like, what is that? It's not a Chinese noodle, but it's like some other restaurant. Oh, the fish cakes. What are those things?
Shrimp chips.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
But not as bendy.
Yeah.
Shrimp chips bend.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. Kind of. A little.
Break.
Those are more like styrofoam.
Mm-hmm.
Shrimp chips are a little styrofoamy.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I like
these. Are great.
Original Dobrik's Wafers crispy snacks. Variety pack. Obviously, they're on Amazon. Also, assorted vendors like BevMo, GoPuff, and more.
GoPuff? What's that?
I'm assuming it's like
shop?
I think it's a more like a Go Snack retailer.
Go Snack.
I'm going to search where Dobrik's is.
All right. While you do that, I'll chat about the next thing. Real Naturals Protein Edamame Pops in three flavors. What are edamame pops?
I think they're just roasted edamame with a
good
name.
Oh, it's not like a...
Just good branding.
Yeah.
I was like, is it on like a stick?
It's like you pop it in your mouth.
Which flavor do you want to go with first?
What are the flavors?
Sea salt or sour cream and onion or salt and vinegar.
We know how Lisa feels about sea salt and vinegar.
I like sea salt alone. I hate anything that's called salt and vinegar. And I like the other one.
Because it kind of hurts.
Salt and vinegar is like the same thing, basically, right?
No. It's a boy flavor.
It hurts.
Sea salt.
And don't these have like more protein in them or something? Is that the deal?
Let me see the bag.
Ooh.
Sour cream and onion is exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this single serving bag, which has 110 calories, has 11 grams of protein.
Wow.
This is a great plant-based.
That's all protein.
Yeah. Yeah. Very few ingredients. Like this one is literally just edamame, rice bran oil, and sea salt.
The sour cream and onion's the best.
Low carb.
Very good.
Oh, I would eat that all day.
Should I try the salt and vinegar since you don't want
it?
Yeah. It's a good emergency snack.
Great. This is good for a plane.
Yeah.
That's a good plane snack.
Ooh. That's my favorite.
I see salt and vinegar.
Yeah.
You're a boy.
I love vinegar, like vinegar chips. So.
Actually, I like that. It's not the painful vinegar variety.
It's not?
No. Mm-hmm.
I trust you.
Mm-hmm. That was Real Naturals Protein Edamame Pops. There's a variety pack. It makes me so happy. Oh, this brand also makes gluten-free ramen, ramen toppings, teas, mushroom chips.
Mushroom chips.
Call us, Real Naturals.
Speaking of which.
Wait, they're available on Amazon and other select online retailers.
I was going to get the box that they came in. It's like this flat box. And I'm like, how could they be in there? But they are, and they weren't crushed or anything. So
they popped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have Yumi Organic Bar in two flavors, strawberry and rhubarb and blueberry and purple carrot. So these are like superfood bars.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are they like fruit bars? Like what what's see. That? What's
no, it looks
that
like it's got company? Some breading on the
outside. Oh, it looks like Nutri-Grain.
Yeah.
Oh.
70 calories a bar.
It looks like a Fig Newton.
Wow, it does.
You want to start with the the blueberry?
Sure.
I was calling about this.
Whatever it was.
0 grams of added sugar. So I wonder, is it sweetened or is it just sweetened by the fruit?
It says monk fruit concentrate.
Okay, there it is.
Okay, so it is sweetened. I'm only going to break off a piece and touch the piece that I'm breaking.
Nine superfood veggies, 13 essential Yeah, hold it up for the camera.
70 calories? Okay.
Oh, okay. I mean, that looks like 110 calories. No?
I don't know if it says big. I don't know. Let's see if it tastes like 110.
Which flavor is this? It smells like
blueberry.
110.
Oh, that's good.
That's great.
Nice and cinnamony. Very baked.
I like that better than
Nutri-Grain.
Yeah. I think it's got a lot of cinnamon in it, maybe.
Mm-hmm, it does.
It's really good.
It's delicious.
Well, and it's different, too,
maybe
because
it's called Yummy instead of Yumi.
It has purple carrot in there, so it's got some of the veggies.
That's delicious.
I enjoy that.
And the strawberry one has rhubarb in it, so it's got a little bit of veggies in there.
That's like a surprisingly
That's delicious. Is rhubarb a veggie? I don't know. I thought it was a fruit.
Oh, I don't know.
I've always thought it's like, doesn't really, like it's only ever with strawberry. Like you never see it alone.
Right, you never see it alone. It's like, kind of like Sophia, Grace, and Rosie.
Are you looking it up?
Fleshy edible stalks.
Oh,
that sounds like a weird band.
Yeah, I thought it was like a, almost like a kale, but like
it's like a stalk.
Yeah, it looks like celery almost, but pink.
Yum.
It's botanically classified as a vegetable. And
I think that is so good. Sorry.
Don't be sorry ever for, well, I mean, if you do something bad, but ever for calling something delicious. There's also an apple and cinnamon and squash version and a mango and kale version. They have other snacks. Yumi Organic Bar. It is at retailers nationwide.
Really?
And online. Mike, can I see that wrapper one more time? I just want to give some additional stats.
I mean,
stats.
I would totally eat these because they're 70 calories.
They're delicious.
Yeah, that is
they're
a great snack.
I would eat that every day.
Yeah. So like when I look at this one, it says as much iron as 2 cups of spinach, as much fiber as 1 cup of broccoli.
What? How much fiber?
70 calories, 2.5 grams of fat, 4 grams of fiber, 1 gram of protein.
This seems like if this were the old days with Weight Watcher points, it would be like 1 point.
Yeah.
Back in the day. Now it's probably like 5 points.
That is great.
Amazing.
Good job, Mikey.
I love it.
Thank you.
How did you find that? It was in that same article?
I think
that same list.
Yeah, or maybe I looked for like healthy snacks on Amazon for that one.
Okay.
I did a bunch of searches.
Next up, we have Chicky Mama or Cheeky Mama.
I think it's Chichi Mama.
Chichi. Oh, really?
I think
Chichi so. Chichi Mama. Mm-hmm. Chewy dried mango bites in three flavors. Electric cherry cola, strawberry lemonade, and blue raspberry limeade. That sounds cute.
They really like, I didn't know where those flavor names were going to end when they started. Electric cherry cola. And then blueberry cola. Raspberry limeade.
Yeah, because they're all based on drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks amazing. I mean, the
it
great
looks
packaging.
Very hippie. A different bag.
I love very the packaging. Hippie-ish.
Mm-hmm. This looks like, you know, the mamas and the papas. Huh. Hold on.
So there's two servings in this bag.
Oh, this smells like...
You just spilled sugar on you.
I hope it's not sugar, but... Where is it coming from? Well, smell it. It smells just like cherry Coke.
This is... not a low sugar item.
Wow.
It
smells just like cherry Coke.
This is, just so we know what we're getting into. There's two servings in each bag. Each serving is 130 calories, 0 grams of fat, 20 grams of sugar.
Oh, yeah, they added sugar too. I didn't realize that. My bad.
Oh.
I mean, it looked like it was healthy.
Oh, but they're so pretty.
It's mango bites.
It tastes like cola. It's like dried mango bites with cola flavoring.
I didn't expect them to look like
they're cute. What's the other flavor?
Strawberry lemonade.
And then... I forgot already. Blue raspberry limeade.
Coated with bold flavor, vegan, gluten-free, no fake sweeteners. It also comes in cinnamon churro and spicy chamoy. And Dana did not trust me to know what chamoy is, so she said, before you ask, chamoy is a Mexican sauce made from pickled fruit that's spicy, sweet, salty, and sour.
We know chamoy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, it looked like a good idea at the time. The strawberry lemonade.
You know what it is? It's like dried mango with pixie sticks on it.
It's like, I think it's a fun snack, just maybe not for us.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Somebody's going to love that.
For kids.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry lemonade. Try that.
Mm.
If you want. I think that's my favorite so far.
I give them an A for effort. Don't say it, Mike.
E for effort.
I get it, but I'm not going to be eating these. Cute, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, good for kids.
I think I might take these home.
I think you might.
I'm a kid at heart.
I love that her glasses are reflective.
Wait, let me see.
They're like foil, like gold foil.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Chichi Mama. Ooh, we have a Chalk Zero product next.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought a bunch of stuff from Chalk Zero.
Did you now?
I did. I can't ever stop buying it, but wait. Chalk Zero, no sugar added, chocolate dessert sauce. It's like a hot fudge kind of.
Besides Jamie's hair. I want you to see the packaging because it's really nice. I mean, it came like this.
It looks Willy Wonka.
Yeah, like it's very well packaged.
Like lint.
And then you open it up and there's a.
Lint chocolate.
It's like a, you know, keep it from breaking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think it's really well packaged.
High end.
And it's glass.
I like the way when they send you things, Chalk Zero, they really pack things well.
Who wants to pop it?
Me. Permission to pop?
Vegan.
Once you pop, you can't stop.
Ooh. You ever do that?
I do. I hit the jar, but I don't smash it on
the glass. Be careful. We don't want chocolate all over your
computer.
I don't
smash it on a glass table.
Good job.
Exactly. All right. You realize
I'll give the stats while it's in my hand. 2 tablespoons, 80 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, 0 sugar. It is sweetened with.
It has maltitol?
No, I didn't get there yet.
Yeah.
Monk fruit.
Yeah, no, I made sure because, you know, me and the talls.
Well,
yeah.
I said there's no hard and fast rules here at Hungry Girl. There is one. no maltitol ever.
Wait, 80 calories for how much? 2 tablespoons?
Yeah.
I thought I had more spoons. I think we use them.
Can I trouble you for a fork?
And may I trouble you for a paper towel?
Yeah.
I'm going to just take a little bit off of the...
It's a very dark chocolate. I mean, visually.
It looks pretty.
Mike's going for it big time.
It looks like poi. No, what are you? Vegemite? What does it look like?
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
That tastes like the real deal.
Holy moly.
Wow. Saunders fudge, move over.
That's really good.
Wow.
Oh, this is a good little direction here. It says chill to thicken, heat to thin.
Oh.
It's malleable.
Makes sense.
You don't get to use that word every day.
No.
Wow.
I think it should say it on the jar. Yeah. Look, now I have it on my fingers.
Man,
I really like that.
What would you do with it? Would you dunk a strawberry in it?
I know what I would do with it. I would use it on s'mores. Mm. I would do like a graham cracker with a melted marshmallow in that.
Yeah.
Instead of
Fluff. They make a sugar-free fluff.
Mm-hmm. I've purchased
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's good.
You could do them both. And they make cookies now. You could have like the craziest sugar-free.
Yeah, the animal crackers that I love so much. This is really good.
Yeah. They have a lot of new products. They have wafers that look incredible. They have these like candy bars. They have these little like sandy, like shortbread cookies. They have so much new stuff.
I was going to get one of those candy bars, but we've got two coming up. So
I just ordered their candy bars.
Oh, cool.
I mean, some of them are great. Some of their products. I don't know. There's so many things they have and I like so many things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this is like this is top notch.
Yeah, this is amazing.
All right. Here's one of Mikey's peanut items. This is a Wim's Oat Milk Chocolate Peanut Nougat Bar. That sounds great. It's like a Snickers bar, only with 1 gram of sugar. And it's dairy-free, gluten-free, and plant-based. That sounds great.
So this whole piece is only 70 calories.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
Let's see how big it is.
I don't know. You seem more excited about that than I do size-wise.
Well, because I'm thinking of like Halloween candy, and it's like... What, 100 calories for one of those little bars?
I don't know. Everyone can get their own one, maybe. No. I don't know. Oh, this is like a hat. It's nice.
Yeah. You're That's right, good. Actually.
You ate two of these for 140?
Yeah.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
Freeze it.
Mmm.
This one's only 60 calories.
What?
Does it say 70 on the bag?
Yeah.
It says 60 on the nutrition panel.
This is amazing.
Yeah, this is great.
60 calories, 3.5 grams of fat, 1 gram of sugar. That's all, folks.
But why does this say 70 in the? Yeah, the
just thing? a little goof.
I don't care.
Either way,
this is the. I want to eat this whole. I'm going to eat this whole thing.
I'm going to too.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god!
Did we look at the sweetener? Okay, pea protein, but it only has 1 gram of protein.
Hmm.
Monk fruit sweetener, chicory root fiber. So it's got a gram of fiber. No sugar alcohol. Gluten-free. Wins. Plant-based. No palm oil. Non-GMO. Store in a cool, dry place.
AKA, not your stomach. Because it's not cool and dry, but
that is true.
That's where I would store it.
That is true.
Mm.
They also make a caramel cookie bar like a Twix and peanut butter cups in oat milk chocolate and dark chocolate, all with 1 gram of sugar.
I was going to get the peanut butter cups, but then I had gotten this before our next item, so I didn't want to overdo the peanut butter. But now that we know that Wim's, on a whim, they're great.
I don't even know what to say other than OMG. Like, those are like incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I love when things work out.
They are on Amazon and the Wims website, but they're also in store at select retailers. Mm-hmm. If you go to wimsdelight.com, there's a store locator.
Where can I get them? I'm going to go get them.
And is it oat milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's oat milk chocolate. Yum. People. All right. Wow. And I don't even want to move on. I just want to sit here and eat the whole
bag. Let me tell you where they're sold near us.
Well, please. The next item isn't necessarily like...
Oh, they're at like unique place. Like they're at... The Country Natural Food Mart and Calabasas Coffee and Follow Your Heart.
Calabasas Coffee?
Yeah.
I live in Calabasas. Yeah.
They're at The Hive in Santa Monica.
Where's Calabasas Coffee?
They're not
coffee?
At like supermarkets.
Yeah. Where's Calabasas Coffee?
Probably on the other side.
Yeah. It's probably where that
like Avenida.
Erewhon.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's on Avenida Colada. That sounds like a drink.
It does.
If you like Avenida Colada.
Yeah, that's probably like where the Erewhon is over there.
Mm-hmm.
That side.
All right. The final item, Simply Peanut Butter Crispies from the makers of Simply Gum. Vegan, non-GMO, and kosher.
Oh, wow.
Clean ingredients.
Okay, so these, I mean, it's really the clean ingredient because these are probably
Snickers?
Smaller than what we just had and it's more calories. But but what's good about it is the clean ingredients, but they look...
And 3 grams of protein.
Wait a minute. How many calories are these nuggets?
120.
Oh.
8 grams of fat. 5 grams of sugar. 3 grams of protein.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm.
It's very good, but...
Mm. Wow. Rich.
120.
It's basically what I've always wanted what was it, peanut butter flavored Butterfinger?
Oh.
That's what that is. It's a peanut butter flavored Butterfinger.
It says, think Nut Butter Cup meets Rice Krispies.
Yes.
We make them using puffed quinoa or quinoa, dark chocolate, and peanuts.
That's really, really good. That's delish. Mm. It is. It's like a crispy peanut butter cup.
Mm-hmm.
That tastes good.
Yep. Crispy.
I don't know what else to say.
Peanut butter crispies.
But like how much protein is in there?
Three. Just from the it's okay. Just from the peanuts.
Like I want to take that home, mm-hmm. but I want Mike to take that home.
Aw.
Oh, all right.
I will.
Good.
Mm. And you wonder why I've said I love you. They're available.
Actually, I don't wonder.
Aw, they're available at Whole Foods nationwide, select retailers online at Amazon and the Simply Gum website. Simply Peanut Butter Crispies.
Now that my mouth is cleared, thank you very much.
You're welcome. You did a great job.
Yeah, Mike, really.
Like, so many things are so good in this haul.
Yeah, well, let's find out the numbers.
Just
that's right.
How good they are. Ready?
Okay.
First up, Heaven and Earth tuna salad with corn.
No, legendary mac and cheese.
First up, legendary mac and cheese.
I'm impressed. I'm giving that a solid 8.5.
Yeah.
It's way better than I thought it would be. It really is.
Yeah, I really like that a lot.
Mm-hmm. 8.5.
All right, next on the list, Heaven and Earth tuna salad with corn.
I liked it. 8. Solid 8, which is good.
Yeah. And I don't like canned tuna. That was really good tuna for canned tuna.
The corn really lifted it.
Yeah.
Moving on, we tried Bella All Naturals horchata iced coffee with vanilla and cinnamon.
10.
Wow.
That was a 10.
I think we should try the other flavors.
Yeah, okay.
Me too.
Deal.
It's a unique product. Yeah. It's such a unique product because it's like, it tastes so good and it's so low in calories and it has good ingredients.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Next up, Bituoso tempura oyster mushrooms. That's so fun to say.
They tasted incredible. I do feel like they may be high in calories for what they are, but they tasted so good. 8.75.
Okay. I just realized with the tuna one, it looks like you can put the cap back on if you don't want to finish it all.
You're going to finish it all.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's a nice little touch there.
You can just have little bites throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we tried the original Dobrik's Wafers Crispy Snacks.
I'm giving those a 9. Those are very, very good. It's all about the texture. Very unique. Really solid.
And Dobrik's is in West Hollywood off Sunset Boulevard.
I've passed it many times.
Next, we tried Real Naturals Protein Edamame Pops.
I really liked those as well. I'm giving those a 9.
All right.
There's a lot of really high scores today.
Yeah.
I hope that's okay.
Of course it's okay.
Yeah, that means I did a great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
I get the rest of the day off, right? Isn't that the rule?
Yes, the rest of the day off.
Yeah.
Cinderella, as long as you finish your chores. Yumi Organic Bars.
Oh my gosh, I love those too.
9.5. Wow.
Those were amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever had
what
such a high score.
I don't think so. Well, but next is Chi Chi Mama's Chewy Dried Mango Bites.
Oh, 6.75.
Okay.
But here's the thing.
Chi Chi Mama.
If you like mango and you like sugar, it's amazing.
Yeah.
If you like very hard to chew dried mango and pixie sticks,
we're just not the target audience.
Right.
We should just say this. Any negative review, we should just be like, if you like shoe leather and Band-Aids, you're going to love this snack.
If you like eating dirty sneakers, this is for you. No. But those are not bad. They'd be good for kids. Mm-hmm. But for me, 6.75.
I love them.
You did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Chi-Chi's?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take them home.
Oh, well, then I'll give them a 7.5.
Are you sure? I don't want
7.25?
7.25. Perfect.
Right. For all the people who are watching on the video, I like to clean up while we're still recording so I don't have to spend the rest of the day cleaning.
Especially because he's trying to leave.
Cinderella. Okay, next we tried Choc Zero No Sugar Added Chocolate Dessert Sauce.
Whoa, 9.75.
Wow.
That was really yummy.
Do you remember the first Choc Zero thing we had?
What was it?
I don't know.
Was it almonds, like chocolate covered almonds?
I was going to guess it was like chocolate chips.
Maybe. I don't know. They have so many good things.
We should go back and look.
And that was like the only thing they had. And all of a sudden, like in the last year or two, they've just exploded. Yeah.
They're like Willy Wonka.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of, we tried Wim's Oat Milk Chocolate Peanut Nougat Bar.
10 plus. 10 plus.
Yeah, yeah, I think that was the best thing on the pod today.
10 plus.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in fact, I'm staring at the little one. I'm going to be eating that. I will. Don't take this plate.
I won't.
Last up, Simply Peanut Butter Crispies.
Those were delicious also, like really, really good. I'm giving those an 8.25.
Yeah.
They would get a 9.85 if they just seem like a little too high in calories for what they are.
Yeah.
But whatever.
I would totally agree with that, actually.
Okay. Yeah. Good.
Not that it matters that I agree.
But it does matter. Look, you swayed me with the Chi-Chi Mama.
That's true.
Hippie mango.
That's true. That's true.
Situation. Okay, this was good. Me too. Maybe it's all the fake sugar.
Yeah. Let's give something away. Actually, I don't think we tried a lot of fake sugar.
You're probably right. Everything.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was natural, but no sugar. Alternative sugar, exactly.
Yeah, stevia, monk fruit. Yeah.
Wait, but except was Chi-Chi Mama real sugar?
I thought
it was.
Chi-Chi was real
sugar. That's what that's what it's doing. It.
It's the real sugar.
It's the blue raspberry powder on the cherry cola mango.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, what are we giving away?
Why don't we give away? We have so many magazines.
The Copycat magazine is like the best magazine.
Let's give away a few of them.
All right, cool. A
couple people.
What should they do? Let's see.
Oh, watch the video on YouTube and leave a comment.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what video?
The video we're recording of the episode.
Oh, see, I was so in the moment. I forgot we were on video.
Everybody that comments has a chance to win.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll give away like
If we get thousands of, if we get over 1,000 comments.
Everyone has a chance.
I know, but what I'm saying, let's give some incentive. If we get over 1,000 comments, we should give away 20.
If we get over 1,000 comments, I'll give away $1,000 to the ASPCA.
Oh, Lisa.
Because I love animals.
I'm just going to be in there like, comment.
It can't be one person. It has to be 1,000 different people.
Yeah, unique comments.
Wow.
Amazing.
I love animals.
And so I
hope that happens.
What I'll do is I'll post the link to the YouTube video on the Foodcast page so it's easy access for everyone to get there.
We're Hungry Girl TV on YouTube.
Oh. Yeah.
We're so progressive. I think we picked that name I don't know, 20 years ago.
Day one of YouTube, I'm sure.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
But somebody, it might have been at half a day, someone grabbed Hungry Girl.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, well, this was so fun.
Yeah. So fun.
Yeah. Thank you all for tuning in. Thanks for watching. If you're watching this video, this is like the first time. Let us know if you think we should do this again.
Let us know.
Please. Do we look like you thought we would look eating the foods?
Is my bald spot showing?
No.
My goodness.
Not through those curls.
Mine either, I don't know. All right. Very good. Thanks again. I am Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes. Hungryland crew, chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. From cauliflower rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. All snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Whatever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungryland crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. And tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungryland crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa.
sipping, but mostly they chew, yeah.